This week's e-brake has already been yanked, but there's still plenty of misfires, misspeaks, and stop-downs from the tickets broadcast week. We've got the best of the rest. It's time for the NIT break.
2:37 on the tickets. The sweet spots closing down an eventful week. Next week's going to be explosive as well. In the wake of the NFL draft, the Yankees are in town. We, of course, have Stars Wild. This game four is here on the ticket. Saturday afternoon, 4:30. Good times. And, of course, our wall-to-wall draft coverage gets going in 3 hours. But right now, we need to say hello to Monto and also congratulate Norm.
Yeah,
adding again to his historic lead for the e-brakes this morning at 7:55. But Monty promises us some quality over quantity this week.
Indeed. We have five candidates this week to choose from, including more from Norm. Norm will be heard from once again. But he is not candidate number one. Candidate number one here on the NIT break. We're going to put this on Jerry because only Jerry would stop down a Cowboys press conference to talk to President Bill Clinton. We've heard the audio, but as a refresher, we'll listen to a little bit of that again.
Joe Hoyt, Dallas Morning News. You guys have been known as a draft and develop franchise. Over the last 3 years, we've got three different defensive schemes.
Here's our President Clinton coming through the door out here. He's coming up here to say hello to us. But that goes to your question again here.
Your question, Joe.
Repeat the question.
Let's hurry it up.
Yeah, we've been known as a draft and develop franchise. Three different defensive schemes over the last 3 years, though. And you've traded guys you drafted up like Mike and Osa. Long question short, how has your draft and develop philosophy maybe evolved over the last years, and how does that translate to something like this year?
I think you're influenced by, I am.
Look at this right here.
Come in this
house. Yes, sir, Mr. President.
I'm negotiating a draft.
All right. There you go. Go ahead.
I got it. All right. I've always wanted to be.
See, that was the moment I thought the Cowboys were going to screw up this draft. Like, there's no way. We're not getting Caleb Downs.
And, Justin, we were talking off the air the other day after the show. Let's say Jerry had completely face-planted at the feet of the former POTUS.
Yeah.
Would that be the greatest moment in fans' minds in the past 30 years? Like, take any playoff win away.
Assuming
stuff,
he's
whatever.
Okay, but not,
maybe,
like,
maybe break a couple ribs.
Let's just say he is down for a moment, and it's this. It's already a viral moment.
Not like in a full mummy body cast
in
Parkland?
No. Nothing like that. But let's just say he ate it in front of the president. Would that be, in the fans' minds, the greatest moment in the past three decades?
It would have been worth it, and it would have been used as a perfect like gift or meme anytime the Cowboys blow another playoff game.
Yeah, it would be
or whatever.
It would be great until you have Eagles fans using it for everything bad the Cowboys do. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure they still will, because he did take a... He was able to stabilize him.
He stumbled.
He didn't catch himself. Somebody else did.
And if you watch the post-draft press conference last night, they make mention, like, right before it started about how he needs to watch himself because he was going to his normal seat, walking behind the chair. So he at least he was able to laugh at himself. It's like, hey, you can't fall in front of the president.
So we will put Jerry Jones as candidate number one because he didn't have to stop everything down. He could have waited. All right, candidate number two here on the NIT break is one Matt McLaren. He and Donovan, of course, in Pittsburgh. But earlier this week, he had a hard time with words.
But the problem is most people are like, this is my bonus protein bar, and they're feeling good about that they got away with it. At least the 36 million
I know
that said
so
that they're
insane.
Stealing,
and they're like, "Yeah, that's what, it's cool to do, man. Just drive up prices for all of you."
Yeah, just slide through there.
Thanks, theft people.
What?
Sounds like a singing group.
It's not a great name of a group, but I do. I think it's a good start. Right. I think it's a good start.
Music.
The robots are taking over sports.
That's a very Words with Corby theft people.
The problem is, like, what do you, I mean, I guess just thieves. I was going to say robbers, childish.
Well,
but thieves is better.
There is a difference between theft and robbery.
Well, as EA pointed out a few weeks ago on news, there's police people. And
that's
then
right.
There's also theft people. So maybe the police people can stop the theft people.
Yeah. And if they die, they're past theft people. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you die mid thievery. Well, theft person Matt McLaren is candidate number two. Up next here on the NIT break, this is on George. This was yesterday morning when I was filling in with the Musers. We did the ramp at 7:35. So as Gordon's wrapping up the news, George has to tease that I'm doing the next segment, but he called me a weird name.
Gail Goodrich, 83. Former Lakers guard.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Andrew Jones misspells his name, and he's 49.
Brave.
Hall of Famer.
And Chloe Kim is 26. Snowboarder.
Today.
Hey, all right. Yeah. Happy birthday to Monty, too, today.
We are kind of up to date after that.
Very
news
up to
in the
date.
News.
Yeah.
Okay, we're excited about this. We're going to have the ramp with Monty. Monty.
What?
We have another nickname for you.
Monty.
Yeah.
Monty or Monty?
And he kind of says it like, Monty. It kind of sounds like Chuck Morgan to me when he says it.
We're going
to
have the ramp with Monty. Monty? Monty.
What?
With Monty.
Second baseman.
Yeah, I've never been called Monty before.
You can have a Monty potty.
That was a weird one.
Isn't it great when your broadcast heroes just totally screw up who you are and you've been working with him for hours?
Yeah.
What's his name?
Known him for years.
To be fair, he was right. We did kick him in the nuts quite a bit during that news, so he was true. He had been taking shots, mm-hmm. but I had never been called Monty before, so
Monty.
That's a new one. And you're right. Next time I go to the bathroom, we'll call it a Monty potty.
Yeah.
All right. Candidate number four here on the NIT break is Norm. When he was in with George, will you fellas be surprised to know that his phone went off?
People say, well, he's a little slow. Well, wait a minute. He was there. He tackled every player on the other team this year for Tech. He's terrific.
Yeah.
And
I love him.
I do too. Next question. Is there a position the Cowboys are not talking about that they should be talking about?
I don't know, but it's good to see that some things never change and your phone's going off again. But keep going.
Really?
Yeah, it's fine now. It's gone now. Okay. Don't worry about it.
What?
You got a message.
George, why isn't anybody talking about left tackle?
No, get back to sports there, Norm.
Just ignore that phone there.
I love when George said that. You get a real meek, really? From Norm as he's looking down at his phone, which
to Norm's credit, the ringer's not as loud as it used to be.
Yeah.
So some progress.
He's made the jump to iPhone. Right.
He has a phone made in the 21st century, mm-hmm. so that helps. But
look, it's difficult to turn the volume off.
It clearly, yeah, still
there's a switch you have to flip.
It goes off, and maybe he has it like on the highest vibrate setting, so it's just rattling the table. It was clearly a big enough distraction that it got George. So we will put that on Norm once again being nominated for his phone going off. And candidate number five here on the NIT break before we vote. This is on Dave Lane. It happened to the best of us. You don't have your live spot copy ready. You try to vamp, and luckily you have a dolphin in the room with you to help you vamp.
Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
American Airlines, Dave.
Oh, crap. You know what? They are the official airline of The Ticket. And you know what? They are also celebrating 100 years of the plane business. Of being an airline.
The plane business.
Yeah. So centennial deals are taking off between April 15th and 30th.
When they do the air check, maybe leave out the beginning. Oh, crap.
Just hearing that music with hell, damn, or crap in there, it just makes it even funnier.
And help me out. Isn't it Davey and Corby both doing like a combo live?
Right.
Yeah.
So Corby could swoop in and just, you know, get things rolling.
Yeah, this was funnier. I'm glad he didn't.
Oh, crap. You know?
Oh, the wheels off.
Guessing there's a make good in the future.
And then, yeah, they have been pretty good in the plane business. So we had that copy point.
Plane business.
Oh, crap.
All right.
That made me want to hear what they're going to talk about.
I mean, yeah, crap. I guess it grabs your attention when the guy fires out the gate.
You create urgency.
Crap.
Drama builds.
But tell them story. All right, let's vote. Is it Jerry talking to his island buddy, Bill Clinton? Is it theft person Matt McLaren? Is it Monty George? Is it Norm's phone? Or, oh, crap, Dave. Let's start the voting today with Mino.
Oh, crap, really? Jerry would be my vote, but I like to keep it in-house. I'll vote for Dave.
Sure. Jay.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
All right.
That's a George vote.
It sounds like very old audio. Lando.
The notorious crapper, Dave Lane.
Not a great rap name, but... Sean.
As much as I want to vote for the Arkansas Hillbillies, I have to go with Gen X Davey. That was too good of a laugh.
Yeah, I will, just to respect a man in the Hall of Fame, throw a pity vote to Norm. But Dave has three, giving him this week's NIT break and giving him all time, now 12, only two behind Ham.
Ooh.
Ham needs to get back and... start picking up some because he's getting caught here.
I don't know if he's ever going to work here again.
Can we hear it one more time?
Yeah.
That was so good.
Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
American Airlines, Dave.
Oh, crap. You know what? They are the official airline of The Ticket. And you know what? They are also celebrating 100 years of the plane business, of being an airline.
The plane business.
Yeah. So centennial deals are taking off between April 15th and 30th.
Oh, so good.
A worthy win.
Yes, indeed. Absolutely. Congratulations, Dave.